In 1996, Bill Gates said, "Content is king." And boy, was he right. 3 decades later, it still occupies the throne. For lawyers, law firms, and companies serving the legal industry, content marketing and thought leadership marketing are a must if they want to build their books of business or increase their revenues. Hi, I'm Wayne Pollack. I'm a former Am Law 50 senior associate who discovered the world of content marketing and thought leadership marketing and hasn't looked back. In each episode of this podcast, I interview lawyers and legal industry in-house marketers who are doing big things with their content marketing and thought leadership marketing. This is Legally Contented. Welcome to episode 63 of Legally Contented. I'm your host, Wayne Pollack. This is a practice pointer episode where I give you some food for thought that hopefully helps you and your colleagues do bigger things with your content marketing and thought leadership marketing efforts. In this emerging era of artificial intelligence, credible thought leadership is going to be authoritative thought leadership. It's becoming easier and easier to create content, as you probably are well aware. When that happens, who is creating the content is going to be more important than it is today. When clients have legal issues, regardless of the legal issues they might have, whether they are personal legal issues or for their employer or the company that they own, when they have these issues, they're going to go online just like they do today. But with the rise of AI, these individuals might be more likely to use AI tools like ChatGPT or other competitors like Bing. And when they do that, not every AI is going to provide links to the material that is being surfaced by the AI. It's not going to always give the sources of that information. So people are going to be hesitant to trust what they see because they're not going to know who that information or where that information is coming from. And they're going to have been burnt surely before by information provided by an AI tool that just isn't correct. Now compare that to Google search today and in the foreseeable future. When you search for information and you have a question, obviously part of which link you click on in those search results is based on who the author is. And the authors that tend to have more credibility with you are the ones who you are going to click first before you go to a website created by an organization that you've never heard of. With more and more content being out there, law firms need to make sure that their content is as credible as possible. They should strive to be the destination for people who are curious and have questions about the areas of law that a firm practices. Don't let those prospective clients or referral sources go to an AI tool first or go to Google first. Have them come to your website. Have them search you out because they know in their minds that you are the credible authority regarding the areas of law you practice based on the content they've consumed from you before. If your content is credible and your brand is strong, then prospective clients and referral sources will do this. But your content has to be relevant, valuable, and compelling. It's got to be educational. It can't be salesy. It's got to be easy to digest, both in style and structure. It has to cover, or it should cover, a wide swath of issues regarding your practice areas, because that way, the more information you cover, the more people coming in will find what they're looking for and not go to a competitor for their take on it and perhaps be so persuaded by their content that they decide to hire them instead of your firm. With more and more entrants coming into the space and with AI tools making it easier for those entrants to create content, it might not be good content, but to create content, you've got to make sure that your content efforts, your thought leadership efforts are above and beyond what these entrants are doing. Not only will there be law firms creating more content concerning areas of law they already practice, but there are going to be firms that are entering into new practice areas who may not have the experience and the credentials, but because they'll be creating a ton of content around those areas, they might be able to convince would-be clients and referral sources to come to them with these new legal issues they're helping out with. And the same thing goes with non-lawyer-owned organizations. As those organizations come online based on changing rules of professional conduct across the country, they are going to spend money creating content regarding areas of the law that they might not have experience in, but for which they want clients. With credibility now being the key, law firms need to be thinking about how they can make sure that their content is as credible as possible in this age of artificial intelligence created content. Well, that's a wrap for this Practice Pointer episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you received some value from the episode, please leave a review for us on your favorite podcast platform and maybe tell 1, 2, or even 10 of your colleagues about the podcast. If you have a content marketing or thought leadership marketing topic you would like us to discuss on a future Practice Pointer episode, please email us at hello@legallycontented.com. Until next time, thanks again for tuning in to Legally Contented.